So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. I'm talking about Cobra Kai's third episode, Escalito. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening into the podcast today. I'm your host, Betty. Okay, so I have a few things to talk about at the top of this podcast. Number one, I am so sorry that this is coming out late. I live in Texas, and we have been having some really crazy weather. And that's also sort of the excuse, but I'm so overwhelmed with trying to keep this podcast going and trying to maintain the things, and I'm getting a little burnt out, to be frank. I may take a break here in the future, but for right now, I'm going to keep powering through. Now, if y'all listen to my Outlander podcast, y'all know that I'm also dreading getting to the last two episodes of season one of that show. So, and if you watch that show, you'll know why. But this is something that I enjoy doing, and I love, you know, recording and talking about my favorite shows. So, I'm not going to let, you know, me feeling this way stop me from doing this. I'm just having a little moment, and, you know, I'll try to get back on track. And again, like I said, the weather has been really crazy here in Texas, so... Yeah. Anyway, another thing I wanted to talk about, because I started making a list in the last episode of the most annoying characters in this show. And, you know, I've got three on my list so far. It's Anthony number one, Kyler is number two, and Yasmin is number three. This is what I want y'all to do. If you're listening to this, wherever you see this, whichever Facebook group or whichever, wherever you find this at, leave me a comment in the comment section about which character annoys you most. So I want to hear from y'all, because I know you're out there and I know you're listening. So, I just want to hear from y'all. So anyway, let's get into the discussion about this episode. The synopsis reads, Miguel helps Johnny advertise Cobra Kai on the web. Daniel agrees to chaperone at the Halloween dance so he can keep an eye on his daughter. So this episode, it starts out, Miguel is in his room and he's listening to 80s rock band music, and he's doing his karate thing. He's practicing what Johnny's been teaching him. And his grandmother, she's cooking in the kitchen, and she goes to knock on the door to tell him to come set the table because, you know, dinner's, you know, about to be ready and everything. And she thinks he's doing something inappropriate, but he's not. He's practicing karate. But anyway, and then it goes to them sitting at the dinner table, and his mom comes in because she was late from work because it was really hectic up at the hospital where she works and everything. And she sits down at the table and asks him what he wants to be for Halloween. And he says he would like to be Deadpool, but the costume is too expensive. And so she says that we'll make you a costume. But the grandmother is like, no, this is not a sweatshop. You know, I love his grandmother, by the way. She is so awesome. We could make a list of awesome characters on this show, too, if we wanted to. But anyway... And then Miguel's mom notices his hand, you know, it's a little red and stuff, and she asks him what's wrong, and his grandmother's like, well, you don't want to know. And Miguel is like, what? You know, because he doesn't realize that's what she thinks he was doing. But anyway, and of course, you know, he can't tell either one of them what he was really doing because, you know, they wouldn't approve. So anyway, it goes to the next scene. And it's Miguel, and he's actually practicing his karate, you know, he's training at Cobra Kai, you know, the physical place. And Johnny, you know, he's in his office, and he's worried about, you know, having students come in, because the only student he's got right now is Miguel, and I'm not even sure if Miguel is a paying customer. So anyway, he's kind of worried about that, and so he comes out of the office, and he asks Miguel if he has any friends that would want to learn karate, because, you know, if he doesn't get any more students, he's not going to be teaching Miguel anything, because Miguel was asking him when he was going to learn how to do kicking. And Miguel brings up, well, haven't you you thought about advertising, right? And Johnny's like, well, yeah, duh, and everything. But, you can tell he didn't think of that until Miguel brought it up. So it goes to the next scene, and it's at the LaRusso house. And Amanda, she's coming down the stairs, and she's telling Daniel, you know, she's complaining about some of the stuff going on at work. And Daniel, you know, he's standing at the window watching Sam and Kyler kissing outside, you know, and everything like that. I guess they're getting ready to go to school and stuff. And she realizes that Daniel is not paying attention to her. And so she goes on to this story about how Louie, which is the person she was complaining about, which is Daniel's cousin too, how he had opened an underground casino in the break room. And that finally gets Daniel's attention, because he's like, what? And everything. And Amanda tells Daniel that Samantha is going to be fine, that they met Kyler, and she questions him why he's letting Johnny get in his head about it and everything. So I'm going to be real honest with you right here about Amanda. At the beginning, in these first few episodes, she annoyed me because, like I said in the last episode, I didn't feel like she was, you know, disciplining her children good enough. And then here, she's kind of just dismissing Daniel's worries about Samantha, you know, with Kyler. And Daniel has a right to be, you know, concerned. He's just doing the fatherly thing, you know, and she needs to kind of be supportive of Daniel, I feel like. And I wasn't feeling that vibe from her at all. Like I said, she annoyed me in the first half of this season. She's kind of like Dimitri in that way. She was annoying at first, but she grew on me later on. She warmed up to me faster than Dimitri did, though. I'm going to admit that right now. Now, here's a character that's going to go on my list, though, is Louie. Because in the next scene, he's talking to Daniel about how Daniel can fix this problem with that he's having with Samantha and you know, get Kyler scared, which, you know, maybe good advice, but not the type of advice he's giving. You know, you don't do that. But yeah, Louie is one of them characters that's going to go on my list. So I guess he would be number 4. So it's Anthony, Kyler, Yasmin, and Louie. And really, if I'm being honest, I kind of want to switch Anthony and Kyler around, because I don't like Kyler at all. But that kid, Anthony really does irk me. But anyway, I think they may be tied, y'all. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so it goes Anthony, Kyler, Yasmin, and Louie. There's at least one more in this episode that gets on my nerves. I wasn't even counting Louie, but now that I'm thinking about it, because he was in the first episode where Johnny and Daniel had their confrontation. So, you know, I should have brought him up then, but I don't even think I was making the list back then, so I'm forgiven, I think. But anyway, back to the story. It goes to the next scene where Daniel is sitting in his office with Louie and Anoush. So Louie is giving Daniel advice on, you know, how to take care of the situation with Kyler. And he's trying to give him advice from some movie he watched or something like that. And Anoush is like, don't do it, because, you know, this is how women have daddy issues, you know, and they're the worst or the best, you know, depending on. Anoush is being kind of a creep here too. But anyway, Daniel's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then then Louie says, well, then, you know, look at her phone, you know, keep an eye on her phone. And again, you know, Daniel's not going to do that either, because, you know, he's trying to be a good parent. So all he wants to do is talk with her. So it goes to the next scene, and it's at the school with, and everybody is in the lunchroom, and this teacher, and this is another one that is going on my list. I think I have, what, five now? Five people on my list. This teacher, she is standing up in front of the class, and she's talking about bullying, which, you know, good. You know, yes, that needs to be addressed. But when she talks about the student that was being bullied, she actually says what the kid was being bullied about. She didn't name names, but this particular kid, you know, his condition is unique. So everybody knows who she's talking about. And of course, she's talking about Eli with his lip, you know, deformity. So yeah, she calls him out on it, you know, and makes the situation worse. She doesn't fix it. So yeah, this teacher goes on my list. She may not be, I mean, if I come up with more names, they may be in front of her, but she's on the list. So anyway, so in the cafeteria, you can hear all the kids snickering and you know, pointing the fingers at Eli, you know, because they know who she's talking about. And Miguel, he takes this opportunity and says, you know, if you're getting tired of being bullied, my sensei is looking for karate recruits, you know, and he could probably get them discounts. And Dimitri, and this is why Dimitri is towing that line of being on my list, but he's not on my list, guys, because he does get better in the third season. But I guess for right now, I guess he would be on my list, because he just dismisses Miguel and, like, you know, we don't want to, you know, do karate and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, Dimitri is a very special person. But anyway, so it goes over to Sam and Yasmin, and Sam is flirting with Kyler on the phone and everything like that. And Aisha turns around and she wants to, because it's the Halloween dance is coming up. And Aisha talks to Sam about what they could go for as Halloween. And Yasmin's like, no, we're already going as Laker girls, and we would get you a costume, but, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And anyway, she's, like I said, Yasmin's on my list. She is there on my list. And she doesn't move. She does get better in the third season again, but she doesn't move from my list either. She hasn't done anything for me personally to redeem her yet. So there was one thing in the third season, but we're not talking about the third season. But she still annoys me. So anyway, so it goes to the next scene, and it's Johnny, and he's got this sign that he gives the little homeless lady to spin around and advertise for the dojo. And guys, I would put the homeless lady on my list, but I'm not going to, because she makes me laugh. Okay, that's just plain and simple. She's hilarious. So anyway, he is trying to get her, or, you know, hire her to advertise for Cobra Kai, and she's like, well, do you want me to show my lady bits and everything? And Johnny's like, no, I don't want you to flash none of your lady bits. And she's like, well, I want a burrito and some meth. And he's like, you can spin it on whatever you want. That's how money works and everything. So anyway, it goes to the next scene, and he's walking down the street, you know, putting up flyers and everything. And people are, you know, totally ignoring him, because he kind of looks, I don't know. But anyway, he sees these guys and they're playing basketball, and he goes up to them and he's like, kicks get chicks, you know, if y'all want to, you know, get those girls over there, maybe you should join my karate dojo and stuff. And they're like, they were kind of mean to Johnny, but Johnny was kind of being a little bit creepy. So anyways, the thing with Johnny, bless his heart, he is, for some reason, he hasn't left the 80s, you know? I mean, he hasn't gotten with, you know, the times. So, you know, he doesn't know how to use a phone or the internet or, you know, all of that stuff. So he's kind of still stuck in the 80s, which is cool. It's cool. I love Johnny. He's awesome. But, you know, bless his heart, he gets laughed at. So anyway, but with all that being said, you know, I probably should do that with my podcast. What do y'all think? You know, go around to random strangers and hand them flyers and stuff. to get them to listen. I'm joking. But anyway, it goes to the next scene, and it shows Daniel. He is going into Sam's room to talk to her like he was talking earlier. But he sees her laptop on her bed. She's in the shower, and he sees her laptop on the bed, and Kyler had sent a message that he wants. He's got something really big to show her and everything, and of course, you know, this raises red flags with Daniel, probably rightfully so, because, you know, Kyler is he's shady. But anyway, but Amanda comes in and catches him looking at her laptop, and he makes the excuse that he was checking Wi-Fi because he couldn't get his Wi-Fi to work or whatever. So it goes to the next scene, and it's Johnny. He's come to the dojo, and he sees the homeless lady. She's laying down on the job, and you know, he's still upset about, you know, what happened with those two guys at the basketball goal. And Miguel is there, and you know, he wants to train, you know, but Johnny is canceled it for the day. And but anyway, Miguel runs inside, you know, and he's got something to show Johnny, that he made a website, you know, for the dojo. And he's like, we can start a whole media campaign and all of this stuff. I need Miguel for my marketing strategies. But anyway, I'm joking. But anyway, he's showing him all of that, and then his phone starts ringing, and he's got Rat on his as his ringtone, and he's like, and Johnny, Johnny is like, is that, you know, and Miguel's like, yeah, it's Rat, aren't they cool, you know, and all this. So yeah, he's really excited about all of that, and so Johnny sees the effort that Miguel is putting in to help him with the dojo, so he agrees that he's going to teach him how to kick, so he wants to meet him at the high school, at, you know, later on that night. So it goes back to the LaRusso house, and they're all having dinner and everything, and Sam's talking to her mom, Amanda, about, you know, feeling bad about the way she was with Aisha and stuff, but she just didn't want to dress up like, you know, like Aisha was wanting to dress up the sodium and chloride. Amanda, she says, well, you can still hang out with her at the high school dance, and so that brings up the dance, and Daniel mentions that the school is looking for chaperones, and so Amanda's like, yeah, good luck with that, because, you know, who wants to spend their Friday night, you know, watching a bunch of kids and stuff. And Daniel says, well, you're off the hook because I volunteered. And so this gets Sam upset because, you know, she doesn't want her dad to be there and embarrassing her. And so Daniel reassures her that he'll be a ghost, you know, he won't embarrass her or anything like that. So anyway, so it goes to the next scene, and it's Johnny and Miguel, and they're going into the pool area of the high school, and Johnny starts tying up Miguel's hands, and so he can teach him how to kick in the pool. But he doesn't tell Miguel that this is what he's doing, and he pushes Miguel into the pool, and Miguel starts drowning because, you know, he can't use his hands. And Johnny, you know, he grabs him and pulls him back up and says, you know, you got to kick with your legs to get back to the surface. And so he lets him go one more time, and Miguel is struggling and everything. And so he grabs him again, and he says, you got to use your legs. I'm not going to pull you up this time. Just use your legs. And so he drops him one more time, and he's waiting for Miguel to resurface. And finally, Miguel comes to the surface, and so Johnny is cheering him on, you know, and he's counting down the minutes and everything of how long Miguel has been, you know, kicking in the water. And the janitor comes and says, what are y'all doing in here? And, you know, earlier I should have mentioned that Johnny had told Miguel that the janitor let him in because he knows him, but Johnny lied, so they have to run out and get out of the pool and everything and run. And so it goes into this montage of Miguel, you know, learning how to kick with, you know, boards and stuff, and so he's getting better at it. So after the little montage gets done playing, Miguel is sitting there, he's putting his shoes back on and everything, and he's like, I wish I could show my mom, you know, what I did to those boards, but she wouldn't approve. And Johnny comes out and says, that they need to go to the high school dance so he can get some more students because, you know, he's got bills to pay. So, Miguel, he starts putting on his costume, and it was supposed to be a Deadpool costume, and then it turned into something else and some kind of other weird superhero and all of this, and that his yaya made him, his grandmother. And Johnny was like, you can't go like that. We have a reputation to uphold. So he gives him the next scene we see is actually they go to the dance, and it's revealed that Miguel is dressed like Johnny did in the original movie. He's in the skeleton costume. So Miguel, he walks up to Eli and Dimitri, and they're both dressed up. Dimitri is a necromancer, and Eli is a plastic surgeon. So, and then it goes to Daniel, and he's standing with that teacher. I can't remember her name, and I know I should remember it. She was actually in the old movies. She was the Allie's best friend's sister, I believe. That is so great about this show. They get everybody. They leave no stone unturned. They get everybody from the old movies. Even if they weren't even, like, if you don't remember them, they still had them there. You know, it's really cool. But anyway, so Daniel's standing with that teacher, and he's keeping an eye on Sam, and she sends him a text and tells him that you're a ghost and everything like that. And I guess, you know, Daniel agreed, you know, looks the other way, and but he's still there. He's still keeping an eye on her. And then it goes to Johnny in the hallway, and he's putting up the flyers, you know, to get recruits for Cobra Kai. And he runs into kids making out in the hall, and he hands one the boy the flyer, and he says, hey, check out this cool website. It's www.cobrakai.com, all lowercase. I just love Johnny because, I mean, you know, that's the way he read out the website, you know. I don't even know how, you know, Cobra Kai even got notoriety. I guess Miguel helped, but I mean, it's so funny. And I've seen people say, well, you know, how did he, you know, make it to the 2000s and still acts this way and stuff. I've actually seen people that don't know anything about electronics, don't know anything about the internet, don't know. I mean, I've seen people like Johnny. I actually have. So he's not, you know, he's not a rare case. I mean, it's still believable that he would be this naive about or this dumb about modern day technology and stuff. So anyway, but that's just character building, you know. That's what makes us love Johnny anyway. Okay, so I just paused the podcast and I looked it up because I was curious if I could find one of them flyers. And I found one, and I just realized he had actually pinned on, you know, wrote with a pen, the website on those flyers. I thought that was funny. I've watched this probably like at least 3 times. And because I watched it once with my husband, once with my little girl, and then once with my sister. So I've watched the show quite a bit. And, you know, I'm just now realizing he actually wrote with a pen the website on each one of these flyers. So I thought that was funny. And then I actually got curious and I typed in www.cobrakai.com on the internet, and it's a 404 page. I think that's on purpose, you know, just to be funny, you know. But they do have an official website where you can buy memorabilia and stuff. But anyway, I thought it was funny. I looked it up and just wanted to see. And I'm going to print that flyer out. It's too hilarious. But anyways, it goes back to the gym, you know, the dancing to all the kids. Anyway, and Sam, she goes up to Aisha, you know, and talks with her and tells her that she would love to hang out sometime, you know, in the future and everything. And of course Yasmin's in the background yelling for her to come in and get a selfie with them and everything. And so she goes back over to her friends, and it goes back to Daniel, and he's standing there talking with that teacher. And she says that she was hoping he would come in costume, you know, like put on maybe a karate gi or something. And no, he needed to put on a shower curtain, you know. That's what he was in the old movies. And nobody. I was kind of a little disappointed to not see anybody wearing some, you know, just even a background person wearing the shower curtain, because, you know, the skeleton made an appearance. Why couldn't the shower curtain make a reappearance? That would have been so awesome. But anyway, so as he's talking with the teacher lady, Miguel walks past him right here, and he sees him in his skeleton costume, and so he follows him out into the hallway, and he runs into Johnny putting up flyers, and he tells him that, you know, he asks him what he's doing there, and Johnny says, you know, he's trying to promote his business, and tells Daniel that he should probably stay out of his business. And Daniel, you know, he tells him that he can't believe that he is, you know, he started Cobra Kai back up after what, you know, Kreese had done to Johnny, you know. And Johnny said, well, you know, I'm not Kreese, you know, I'm not, and the lessons work, you know. So, and that strikes a chord with Daniel, because he's like, yeah, strike first, strike hard, you know, no mercy. That's, yeah, that's really good lessons to be teaching these kids. And anyway, but he says, or he sees Sam and Kyler in the running down the hallway, so he walks past Johnny and tells Johnny that, you know, you can't be here, man, you gotta get out of here. And he's like, I'm serious. And Johnny's just like, I know you're serious, but I, you know, I ain't leaving. So it goes back to the dance, and Miguel and Eli and Dimitri are standing there by the punch bowl, and they see three girls dressed up like Daenerys Targaryen, and Miguel says that we should go over there and talk to those girls. But Dimitri and Eli, they're too scared to go talk to the girls. They're too shy to do it. So, you know, they make up excuses like, you know, they have to go to the restroom and all this. So they go to the restroom, and then it goes to Aisha, and she's standing by the snack bar area, and she's eating Cheetos. And Yasmin, you know, she's over there watching her do this, and she's being really mean, you know, saying that she's pathetic and laughing at her and stuff. So it goes to the next scene, and it's, so it goes to Sam and Kyler, and they're in a classroom, and he, you know, he has that thing he wants to show her, and it's in his pocket, and he can't get his belt undone and everything, so she starts helping him, and Daniel comes up to the window right at that moment and sees what they're doing and barges in, you know, and he tells Sam that, you know, that Kyler is bad news, you know. But Kyler is trying to tell Daniel that, you know, it's not what it looks like, you know, that, and he pulls out a bracelet that it was his grandmother's, and he was just trying to give it to Sam. And so this makes Sam upset that Daniel had done this, and she storms out of the room and goes back to Yasmin and Moon in the dance room. And she tells Yasmin that she wants to get out of there, but Yasmin says, wait for it, you know, because Yasmin's going to do something. And she sends a text to the whole school, a video text showing Aisha eating at the snack table with looking like a pig. And the caption says that the snack table is under attack. If I was Sam or anybody that got that text right at that moment, I would have... I don't know what I would have done to Jasmine. Anyway, so it goes to the boys, back to the boys in the bathroom, and they're talking about how, you know, they messed up on their first high school dance, not asking any girls out and stuff like that. And Kyler and his gang come into the bathroom, and they are talking about how Sam's dad messed everything up, you know, that he was going to give Sam a cheap bracelet that, you know, he had given another girl before, and all of this. And Miguel and Dimitri and Eli, they all hear this. And, but Eli knocks over, it's hard to call him Eli, and y'all will find out later why. That's why I get tongue-tied when I have to call him Eli. But anyway, so he knocks over some badminton, I think that's what they're called, the net things, you know, that in the locker room. Anyway, he knocks some equipment over, and Kyler and them see it, and they run out. Dimitri and Eli run out of the bathroom, but Miguel stays behind because, you know, he heard what they were saying about Sam. So he stands up to him, but Kyler says, you better watch out because that bum is not here to save you now and everything. And, you know, Miguel says he's not a bum, he's my sensei and everything. And so they start making fun of him because he knows karate. Well, you know, Miguel has the memory of kicking the boards, you know, that he can do this, you know, and he actually can. But when he kicks Kyler, they knock Miguel down and pull him into that caged area. And Kyler, you know, while Miguel is down, picks up one of those badminton net things or whatever they're called, and he starts just hitting Miguel with it really hard too. The sound effects in this scene is like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I mean, you know, back in the day with the movies, yeah, Johnny and Daniel, you know, they fought a lot, and, you know, they always used their fists, you know, they never, except for that, maybe that one incident where they knocked him off the hill on his bike, you know, but they never really, used weapons, you know, that's just a low blow, and you could really do some damage to somebody, which they actually really do a little bit of damage to poor Miguel here. So anyway, after they do that, they walk out of the bathroom, and Johnny is out in the hallway, and he sees them, you know, running. So he goes into the bathroom, and he sees Miguel just like that, and that's where the episode goes off. Also need to mention right here too, right before Kyler and his gang came out of the bathroom, Johnny was standing in the hallway looking in the trophy case, and there's a picture of Allie in the trophy case. But anyway, but like I said, he goes into the bathroom and sees Miguel like he is, and then the episode goes off like that. And you can tell on the look on Johnny's face that, you know, there's going to be hell to pay. But anyway, but yeah, overall it was a good episode. I don't have much more thoughts on it, you know, other than what I covered in the episode. So that's going to do it for the discussion of this episode. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. So the trivia I have, it says, Escalito is Spanish for skeleton, which is Miguel's Halloween costume, and a nod to the costumes worn by the Cobra Kai gang in the first films. So, like I said, I thought that was pretty cool. I was a little disappointed that we didn't see a shower curtain, but that's okay. So, anyway, that's all the trivia I have. Y'all stay tuned for news. So, there isn't really any news going on right now, and that's to be expected because, you know, they just got done filming season 4 and everybody's really keeping quiet about what's going on. So, but I did read or find out that they were nominated for the MTV Awards, but they sadly didn't win. They lost to WandaVision on the best TV show, and for best fight they lost to Wanda versus Agatha. To be honest with you, it doesn't surprise me about MTV. I mean, MTV is not, I was looking through the awards section, and a lot of it's just reality TV, so I don't put much stock into really any award shows, but especially MTV movie awards. So anyway, that's going to do it. I don't have any feedback. If y'all want to get in touch with me, I'm going to leave the link in the descriptions, you know, my link tree in the descriptions. So just click that and y'all can find me anywhere. But anyway, and I also want to apologize. This week has been so weird. We've had weird weather. And like I said, I believe I explained at the beginning of this episode, that I love doing this. So I don't want to get to where I don't want to do it anymore, so I just needed a little bit of me time. But anyway, hopefully next week I'll get back on track. If I don't get that Blockbuster episode posted, you know, before, we'll just do a reset next week. You know, I'll do Cobra Kai on Monday, and I'll do the Blockbuster episode on Wednesday, and then Outlander on Friday. I probably will get an Outlander episode done tonight, or maybe not tonight, but tomorrow. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Y'all keep having fun.